On Thursday, staff at the University of Technology Sydney will be taking industrial action. This will see staff walk off the job with lectures and tutorials cancelled due to an impasse in negotiations over a new enterprise agreement and concerns about job cuts and job security. The Wire's Elena Garcia Arojo asked the NTU's UTS branch representative, Patty Gibson, the reasons why they have decided to strike.
It's quite a dire situation. The university's been on the attack for a number of years now, trying to sack staff, trying to cut courses, and now they're actually coming after some of the fundamental rights that we have in our agreement. So that's why we've decided we need to actually go on strike, we need to build awareness to try and push back some of the attacks from university management and win a fair agreement.
You know, we're leading up to this big industrial action on Thursday, the 19th of March. Can you tell us a little bit about what's happening on that day?
It's going to be a 24-hour strike on that day. There'll be no work being done by union members who are joining the strike. And we actually encourage everyone to show solidarity with the strike and not come into campus on this day. We'll have union picket lines set up around the entrances to the university. We'll be encouraging staff to join the strike with us. We'll be encouraging students to turn away from the university and actually not come into work. We want to disrupt the operations of UTS to show management that it's the staff who actually run this institution. It's us who are the most important asset that we've all got here to carry out the important public interest teaching and research that goes on at UTS. And we deserve, you know, for example, at the moment, professional staff members every year, they get a small increase in their pay. They go up a little increment on the pay scale as a result of a reflection of the growing seniority they have within a job, the more experience they have within a job. At the moment, that's an automatic right that you will graduate your way every year through that pay scale. The university is trying to take away that right and make it conditional on the approval of your supervisor and on various performance reviews.
In a statement sent to The Wire, the university rejected claims that the current agreement has an automatic entitlement to an incremental pay increase, adding that the university's proposal is that incremental progression would only be withheld where a work plan review outcome is below expectation.
What would you need to happen in negotiations with university management for staff to feel confident in terms of calling off further industrial action?
Well, they need to come to the table and actually start bargaining with us around the realistic prospect of what staff are able to accept. We need to be talking about positive improvement to staff conditions in the next round of enterprise bargaining, not going backwards. At the very least, we need the university to actually commit that they won't take away our rights. And then we need to be starting to talk about a pay rise that's actually going to allow staff to deal with the cost of living crisis. We've got escalating inflation as an issue that people are trying to deal with. We need a good pay rise above inflation, which is currently sitting at 3.8%, you know, if we're going to be able to be in a position to actually accept an agreement with the university. So, yeah, we are demanding that the university back off its attacks on our conditions and start actually bargaining for how we can improve staff conditions at UTS.
In terms of the ideal university, what does that look like in a practical way?
Well, for the union, we're very much about a public interest university. You know, we want it to be a public institution that serves the public good. We want it to be doing research that's about meeting the very many social and environmental problems that are facing our world. We want it to be somewhere that's accessible. It should be free education, you know, that is accessible for people from regardless of your socioeconomic background. You can actually come and study at university. So, you know, we're struggling for, you know, a free public interest university system.
National Tertiary Education Union, UTS branch representative, Patty Gibson, ending this report. According to a statement from the university, enterprise bargaining is ongoing, and the university has continued to work constructively towards an agreement that balances improvements in staff conditions with the long-term sustainability of the university.